from KQED.
Almost 1,000 lightning strikes have been recorded throughout Northern California this week, setting off fires in rural parts of the state, including Shasta, Modoc, and Siskiyou counties. Well, now the California National Guard is activating 17 helicopters to join the fight to contain these fires. The choppers will coordinate with CAL FIRE and local firefighting crews. Lieutenant Jan Bender with the California National Guard says this kind of coordination is carefully planned.
Every year, we set a weekend aside and train hand-in-hand with California National Guardsmen and CAL FIRE firefighters to ensure that as technology and terminology changes throughout the years, we're synced up so when lives and property are on the line and time counts, there's no delay getting the resources where they need to be and getting the water on target.
While these crews will be fighting wildfires with water drops, many fires are burning in very remote mountainous parts of California, removed or detached from any road access. Only a special unit of firefighters can tackle them without water. KQED's Alex Helmick caught up with the state's only smoke jumping crew in Redding.
Flying in a short 330 Sherpa airplane at 1,500 feet above the Sierra Nevada mountains, the trees are bushy green dots and everything sort of blends together. Standing out in this sea of green is a stream of dark smoke snaking up from the forest. Lightning hit here moments ago and sparked a fire. The plane circles and circles until the crew spots a safe place for the jumpers to land. Then, one by one, Curtis Matthews and nine of his crewmates leap from the plane. The crew members are wearing fire suits underneath yellow jumpsuits, along with knee pads and heavy-duty ankle braces, plus emergency equipment like a 150-foot rappelling line in case their parachutes get caught in the trees. The chainsaws, axes, food, and water all come on a cargo drop later.
We never jump in the middle of a fire. It's always right next to it, or away from it.
That's Josh Matheson, operations captain at the base in California. The state has one unit out of nine nationwide. Matheson's made 350 jumps. He's tall and bald with a bit of grizzle on his face. He sort of resembles a slender version of action movie star Jason Statham.
I could jump right next to a fire, do it a lot. Or sometimes it's, a little bit further away based upon terrain and trees. And there's stuff that there's no spot to jump into sometimes, So it all depends.
So they jump out of planes towards a fire, towards trees that are on fire, with all that unpredictable wind.
There's a lot going on.
I was so scared of heights when I got here.
That's Frankie Betancourt. He's been a smoke jumper since 2012. The slender former Marine has dark hair and a perfectly trimmed handlebar mustache.
My first jump was on the Sierra National Forest. You have all these practice jumps. I have 16 practice jumps, and they're all nice little open meadows, nice little open flat green spots. And first fire jump, there's no open meadow. There's no flat green spot. In fact, it was just the side of a slope.
You didn't have a moment where you're like, oh, what have I done?
No, this, it's so surreal at the time. The rush is your first fire jump. You have that rush. You don't really have time to think.
To be a smoke jumper, you have to be a firefighter first. You then get trained on how to jump. And it's sort of like extreme skydiving. But unlike skydiving, when you celebrate after successfully landing, Captain Matheson says a smoke jumper's job is just beginning.
You take that jumpsuit off, the parachute sits in a bag, and it's time to dig line or run a chainsaw or coordinate aircraft or whatever, So, yeah, that's when the real work starts.
Because there's no access to water, the crew builds a containment line, chopping, digging, and removing anything close to the blaze that might burn. Matheson says he's been out battling a fire for as long as 2.5 weeks. Planes just kept dropping more supplies to the crew in the remote location. Then, after all that, they hike out, often for miles. The captain's been doing it for more than a decade, so he's no rookie. But if he were a rookie, starting pay would be around $31,000 a year. Clearly, it's not for the money. Maybe glory?
As smoke jumpers, we accept the fact that there is a certain amount of risk inherent in doing our job.
That's a Lifetime original movie about smoke jumpers, Trial by Fire. It wasn't well known at the base, but there was one that was a little more popular.
Jumpers, South Meadow looks clear. Should put you approximately 100 yards below the fire.
Disney's Planes, Fire and Rescue just released this summer.
They did a great job of capturing some of the lingo, stuff that maybe we'll only pick up on.
Disney folks watched the jumpers in action and consulted with Captain Matheson and others for the animated flick. A number of movies and TV shows have showcased smoke jumping, maybe because it's dramatic, unusual, a job about heroes taking it to the extreme. But for Frankie Betancourt, it's more simple and meaningful than that.
I just tell myself, this is who I am. This is what I am. This is who I am. So this is like the best job in the world. I'm a smoke jumper.
And it's a good thing they like doing what they do. If the weather experts are right, August could be a record-breaking month for wildfires started by lightning strikes in California, keeping Betancourt and his fellow smoke jumpers very busy. For the California Report, I'm Alex Helmick in Redding.